This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
We've got Mike Adams and Stuart Rhodes heading in studio. They're supposed to be here at 1:30. They may be arriving late. I promise I am going to get to all the news I have on my desk in the next segment. But I just wanted to mention a couple events here on the Alex Jones Show before I move on, because I'd like to have a large attendance at these events. First, we have the Free Alex Jones Rally. This is happening Saturday, September 22nd at Woolridge Square Park in Austin, Texas. That's Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m., Woolridge Square Park in Austin, Texas, the Free Alex Jones Rally. And I want to thank Patriot Prayer and their partners for teaming up to organize this event. So if you want to stand up for free speech, if you want to stand up for Alex Jones' right to exist on the Internet, Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m., the Free Alex Jones Rally in Austin, Texas at Woolridge Square Park. I will be there. I will be speaking, and I'd be more than happy to shake your hand and meet you should you attend. Also, I have organized the Stop Government Funding of Abortion protest. This is a little bit more out, November 10th, Saturday, November 10th at 1 p.m. at the South Austin Planned Parenthood. Stop government funding of Planned Parenthood. You know, if we can't change the Roe versus Wade results, which I'm not sure ever will be changed, if we can't make abortion illegal in this country, which I'm not sure if we will ever be able to, we should for certain stop taxpayer dollars from funding abortion. And it's worse than that, folks. It's so illegal. Not only do taxpayer dollars go to Planned Parenthood that funds abortion, Planned Parenthood also funds the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. So taxpayer dollars goes to the Democrat Party. Do you understand how illegal that is? The fact that we put up with that is unreal. It is unreal. What did they put like a... What was the tax that they put on tea? What was it like? Like 1775 when they put out the tea tax. What was the tea tax? Somebody look this up for me. Look up what the tea tax was. I think it was in 1775 when the British royal government just announced the new tea tax, and it was like double what the tea tax was. And the reason I want to highlight this is because I want to show you the Boston Tea Party, which spurred America's revolution in many ways, was over like 1% of what America puts up with these days. 1%, a mere fraction. These people rallied and rebelled and changed the world over one small tea tax. At the time, we put up with thousands of tiny little tea taxes that the government just tries to destroy and control our lives with. They take your money and they fund Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood funds the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that should be total abandonment of the Democrat Party. Total abandonment of Planned Parenthood. In fact, we should stop even paying our taxes. That would be America awakened. That would be America in control. That would be the Republic. That would be 1776. That would be patriotism. Oh, but now we're all brainwashed and the federal government's in control. Pay your taxes. Fund Planned Parenthood. Yes, fund the Democrat Party. Don't raise a stink about it. We're going to steal your money, and we're going to abort babies. We're going to kill Americans. We're going to fund the Democrat Party that divides this country as an anti-American. That's what we do. If America was awake,
we shouldn't even be paying a damn tax right now because it goes to the Democrat Party. You have no choice in this country to fund the Democrat Party. Stop funding Planned Parenthood. Stop funding Planned Parenthood.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you have not discovered the awesome power of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com yet, I have to urge you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and discover the power for yourself. And there's huge specials right now on some of our most powerful products. Brand new product, which is a new formula of an old product, the Ultimate Bone Broth right now, which is coming to you at a incredible introductory rate, 50% off right now. First of all, bone broth is a kind of up-and-coming phase right now. I shouldn't say phase because it's probably going to stick, but we'll just say it's trending right now in the sports nutrition industry, bone broth is. So what we did at InfoWars is we went out and we found the best formula and then we undercut the market. Then we took 50% off that price. And so that's what's at InfoWarsStore.com, the Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off right now. And you can read the 5-star reviews for yourself. People saying they enjoy this formula better than our old one. The taste is better and everything is better. The ingredients are better, so it's the Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot beat that deal, folks. You cannot beat this for bone broth. And if you're somebody that enjoys a protein shake after your workout, 12 grams of protein per scoop in the Ultimate Bone Broth, plus all the other great ingredients that come from the bone broth. So that's an incredible deal at InfoWarsStore.com right now. $19.95 for the Ultimate Bone Broth. You can't find a quality formula like this for bone broth. You're going to pay $50 minimum. Trust me, I know about this. I'm into the supplement industry. You should see my pantry. So take advantage of that deal. And then while you're there, you also get 50% off Bodies, which is a great turmeric formula. And I got to say, just from my use of it, I have noticed the difference. Anti-inflammatory flexibility, and that's also 50% off Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. Try the products for yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't experienced the awesome power of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, I urge you to try them today. All right, I've got a lot of news that I still need to cover. And I don't even know where to begin, really. So I'm just going to just dive into the first stack that I see here. Okay. This was a tweet from Donald Trump today, which I didn't get notified, even though I have notifications on what's going on Twitter. Statement from the White House. President Donald J. Trump feels strongly that North Korea is under tremendous pressure from China because of our major trade disputes with the Chinese government. At the same time, we also know that China is providing North Korea with considerable aid, including money, fuel, fertilizer, and other commodities. This is not helpful. Nonetheless, the president believes that his relationship with Kim Jong-un is a very good and warm one, and there is no reason at this time to be spending large amounts of money on joint U.S.-South Korea war games, which they have ratcheted back. Besides, the president can instantly start the joint exercises again with South Korea and Japan if he so chooses. If he does, there will be far bigger than ever before. As for the U.S.-China trade disputes and other differences, they will be resolved in time by President Trump and China's great president Xi Jinping. The relationship and bond remain very strong. I want to point out a couple important things about this tweet. One, notice how he's telling you what we've been reporting, and very few others in the media understand this dynamic, folks. Very few others in the media understand this dynamic. And honestly, it's just an illustration of how shallow television news is. But let me explain to you, as the headline on the Washington Post says, Trump is blaming China for North Korea impasse. Folks, China controls North Korea. China, I won't say runs North Korea, but basically North Korea is China's junkyard dog. Where Trump starts to approach the trade deals with China, what happens? North Korea starts barking. It's, whoa, now we got to deal with this junkyard dog. It's always been that way. And again, the guests that we have at InfoWars and the experts on this, this is one of the only sources that's going to break this dynamic down. China pretty much controls North Korea. North Korea wouldn't be able probably even to fuel its country, power itself, get anything done if it wasn't for China. So if China says bark, North Korea will bark. So Trump is trying to get that out to the public with this tweet while maintaining positive public appearance as far as the relations are concerned with Xi Jinping and with Kim Jong-un. But you have to understand Chinese politics. They want hardball. They only respect you if you play hardball. That's basic Asian politics and specifically Chinese politics. So when Xi Jinping tells his junkyard dog to bark and North Korea barks, and if Trump settles down and meeks to the dog, then China disrespects Trump and says America weak. If Trump stands up to the dog and says, I don't think so, I know China's telling you to bark, China says, okay, we respect this man. And there's your difference between Obama and Trump. Obama, China had zero respect for. By the end of Obama's presidency, they weren't even rolling up a tarmac for him. Or they weren't even rolling up stairs for him to get out of his airplane. He had to get out on the butt of the airplane. Trump comes to China, there's a parade. There's an entire event. Music, theatrical experiences, the red carpet, ceremonies, long walks for the media to record. Obama comes to China. Now, the other important thing about this tweet, you had China and Russia engage in joint military drills yesterday, the biggest ever. Russia really showing its military strength. China really showing its military strength. You should see the video from these military drills, folks. And for the first time ever, Mongolia joined in on the drills. So Trump points out having U.S. war games with South Korea and Japan again. That's him, again, signaling to you and signaling to China, I know what you did with those war games. We saw it. We could do it too. But let me tell you, this was no ho-hum drill that Russia and China did, folks. This was war games, Russia and China. This was a display for the world. This was a display for America to see. And this was a little bit of a message to America, too. You better realize Obama really depleted your military. You know, you can sit here with the hubris because of past history and the might of the American soldier and the commitment and bravery that you just assume you're the military power. China and Russia, with these war games, are trying to strike fear into America to say, hey, we are the most powerful military on earth. You better check yourself, America, and you can thank Obama for that. So understand that that's what's going on. So for Trump to respond and to say, we'll engage in war games again, that's Trump saying, look, we saw you, and the American people better wake up and realize what's going on. If the Democrats and the media in this country are really going to push war with Russia, guess what? That's going to include China. And we don't want that. Did you see the joint military drills? Do you have any idea how many people live in China. You even have a clue. So people better wake the heck up, and the Democrats and the liberal media better take a serious look in the mirror. These people, you know, these people are so out of touch with reality, man. These people are so out of touch with the world, they don't even know. The average Democrat, the average liberal on TV probably don't even know about the joint military drills that happened. I'm serious. You should watch this B-roll. I mean, Russians cascading out of jets. It's unbelievable. They have robots that men control and walk in a robot suit. They've got indestructible tanks. They got some of the fastest tanks on land. I mean, it's like they have the fastest missiles now, Russia, too. And it's all going on. China has a damn space base. China has a space force. They got bases all over South America communicating with their satellites. And where's America? We're trying to clean all the crap off of our tanks and restructure our military that Obama destroyed. You better wake up, America. You better realize that the Democrats and the media pushing for war with Russia is a bad idea. Russia needs to be our ally. We need Russia. We love Russia.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm going to do a news blitz here on The Alex Jones Show before Mike Adams and Stuart Rhodes join me in studio, and Mike Adams takes over in the fourth hour. Mueller's revenge, special counsel won't rule out going after Manafort in third trial. So they're still going after Manafort. Politico has a story. Mueller wants to review emails between Manafort and his former lawyer. Now, let me explain what this is all about. You say, well, they already got Manafort. Why are they still going after Manafort? Folks, you don't get it. This is not about Manafort. The whole reason why they're doing this, just look at Michael Cohen. What did Cohen say? Cohen came out and said, yep, Trump did this. Trump was bad. He told me to do this. And then what happens? The media prints the story. Trump told Cohen to, he knew about Russian media. Trump told Cohen this. So it's not about whatever crimes were there or weren't there or any Russian collusion. It's all about getting these people to say Trump is bad so that they can print up a dozen media stories and in their echo chamber continue the false narrative, the false consensus that Trump bad, Trump, the Trump-Russia probe is real. It's all fake. So they're going to keep going after Manafort until he makes a public statement demonizing Trump. That's what this is all about. It's like with Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen says, yes, Trump is guilty of telling me to pay them off. Trump is guilty. And so what does it mean to say Trump guilty? Cohen says Trump guilty. It's not a crime. That's like saying I'm guilty of starting my car before I went to work. There's no crime. So they make it out as it's some sort of crime. Michael Cohen says Trump guilty. They publish the story. No crime. No real story. So they got what they wanted out of Cohen. They haven't got what they wanted out of Manafort, so they're just going to keep going. We're just going to keep going after you, Manafort, until you come out and make a public statement, Trump bad. Until you say Trump is guilty, doesn't matter what. Trump, did Trump tie his shoes this morning? Trump is guilty. There it is. They published the story. Trump guilty, says Manafort. Former Trump campaign, former head of the Trump campaign says Trump guilty. That's all they want. Do you realize how sick these people are? They are ruining people's lives. They are ruining and dividing this country. Everything they're doing, folks, it's so disgusting, all just so they can print a fake news story to try to take Trump down. They are destroying a man's life just to print a fake news story and take Trump down. Do you realize how sick and twisted these people are? Child abuse charges dropped against New Mexico jihadist after screw-up. So I did a little more research to this. I talked to a couple lawyers, and they disagreed with me. I said, look, I feel like a judge would extend the 10-day period and find a loophole around this. And the lawyer said, well, you know, it could happen. It does happen. But actually, in this case, the judge, Emilio Chavez, did the right thing because that was the law. And so they said, yeah, there's cases where that happens. But technically, you know, this judge is actually doing the right thing. The person to be upset with here is the prosecuting attorney. Well, the prosecuting attorney is John Lovelace, and it was John Lovelace that didn't produce the evidence in time because of the 10-day rule. So if you're going to be upset with anyone, you'd be upset with the prosecuting attorney, John Lovelace. But my hope is there's something else here because there's other charges that could be brought up against the three that aren't brought up yet. But this whole story is just, it's really just crazy. Not as, I mean, folks, training 11 children to shoot up schools and hospitals in America. Radical Islamic jihadists. Okay, fine. You don't want to talk about it? Fine. Call them radical humans. Well, why won't you cover the story? Do people even know this story? A 3-year-old boy goes missing. The FBI begins a search for the 3-year-old boy. It leads them to this compound where they find radical terrorists training children to shoot schools and hospitals, and they engaged in a religious ritualistic sacrifice of the 3-year-old boy that they were originally looking for that led them to this compound, and they said they ritualistically killed that boy to then tell the students that he would be their guiding light. He would be basically their god when they go in and shoot people at hospitals and at schools. I mean, this should be lock them up and throw away the key. But the media won't even cover it. And you just have to ask why. The media could make this the biggest story in America if they wanted. Look at what they did for Stormy Daniels. Look what they did for Omarosa. By the way, Omarosa, Bueller, Omarosa. Where's Omarosa? What happened to Omarosa? Bombshell Omarosa book. Omarosa to bring Trump down with new book. Oops. Not Omarosa. Omarosa. Bueller. Do you see how fake this entire brigade attacking Trump is? Do you remember it? What was it like last week? Omarosa's new book. She got him. Trump racist. Omarosa breaking Trump down. Omarosa to take Trump down. Omarosa's new book. She's a guest over here. She's got a new show over here. She's the biggest story. Omarosa's new book. Will it take down Trump? Finally, Omarosa, the black woman that will destroy Trump from within. She's got the details. It's all in the book. Omarosa, Bueller, nothing. I guess you failed again. Shame. Shame, shame. All right. This one is a doozy. This comes from Slate. The one place where Alex Jones will never be banned. Sure, the conspiracy theorist is being deplatformed left and right. But if you drive around America, you're going to run into him. I am amazed at this story from Slate. And so they highlight how we have these bumper stickers, and there's these subreddit groups where people tweet out their cars, and how they've basically put a bunch of InfoWars stickers on their cars, you know, flared it up with InfoWars swag. And so they put it out there in the story and Slate, like, oh, you can't. Alex Jones, crazy fans, support Alex, put bumper stickers on cars. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my gosh. First of all, I'm curious if this isn't, and maybe I'm getting full of myself here, but I'm curious if this isn't a direct response to my announcement of the InfoWars Army, where I specifically said, because they're blocking us in the digital world, because they're not allowing us to red pill people in the digital world, I'm taking it to the 3D world, and I'm engaging other info warriors to do so. And then it just so happens, the same week I announced that, Slate is warning you, Alex Jones will never be banned in the 3D world. That's right! We're coming for it! You know what? Here's what they're doing. They're banning you from red-pilling people on the digital platform, so we have to red-pill people in the 3D platform. That's what they're doing right now, and so we will. And they don't know what to do, because guess what? They may control the digital world. They may think they're God in the digital world, but the real God controls the real world. The real God is in control of the 3D.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. or the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
welcome back. You know, it's funny watching that video. There's a moment where Brooke Baldwin is talking to Jim Acosta, and she has like that look, like you know that look with like teenage girls or like college age girls when there's like a little boy who can, like, you know, a little child that can dance really well or like is really cute, like child, you know, and they're like, oh, he's so cute, like, oh, I just want to pat him on the head. That's the look that Brooke Baldwin has for Jim Acosta right there. Yeah, yeah. Roll the B-roll. Look at, tell me Brooke Baldwin's face isn't like the college student that thinks, you know, her niece is like the cutest thing ever. Well, look at her face right there. Oh, Jim Acosta, little Jimmy. Oh, little Jimmy. You just want to pat him on the head.
She's agreeing with you.
So it's just funny to me. That's CNN. Mike Adams comes and does a drive and just comes right down and sits in studio. No makeup for you. No review of the teleprompter.
Here we are.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I was thinking on the drive in, I was thinking about the potential for chaos after the election. I mean, regardless of which way the election goes, I mean, think about it. If the Republicans keep the House, then the Democrats go even more insane than they have been already. They go ape insane.
But maybe
with
Trump
violence
is more empowered to do something about it.
Well, we would hope so. But if the Democrats take the House, then what do we have? Democrats try to impeach Trump. No doubt that's coming. And then we're going to have a massive backlash by the patriots, who are tired of their country being stolen from them. They're tired of this coup attempt. They're tired of the fake news media. They're tired of being called Nazis and being insulted and spat upon every day.
You don't like being called a Nazi?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh,
I mean, there are people who are fed up with what's going on. I mean, you're probably one of them.
Well, it's like what Alex said in one of his new promos. It's like, if you actually war game it all out, there is no victory for these people. I mean, honestly, the only victory is total death.
I know if they get what they want, they get a communist country where half of them eventually get thrown in their own gulags, you know, where the police state tyranny rules over
mass
them.
Death. I mean, it's population control. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Why are these people on the left begging for their own destruction? I mean, think about the level of brainwashing that has taken place where they have been convinced that begging for their own destruction is a pathway to utopia. How twisted is that, man?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go into the mind of the twisted. You want to go into the mind?
Yeah, okay,
let's go into the mind of the insane. You know, luckily, one thing about Twitter is you can go into the mind of the mentally deranged. You can go into the mind of the Trump derangement syndrome victims by just looking at their responses to stuff. In fact, I want to do it more often because it's so entertaining. But, all right, this is from Vox today. This is a real tweet, by the way.
Oh,
real tweet from Vox. First of all,
I'm looking at the picture,
all,
yeah.
First of all, they already complained about animal crackers having the zoo animals in, like, the zoo-type cages. So Barnum's Animal Crackers had to change their box logo that they've had for decades because it was PETA complained that it was, you know, right, animal cruelty. So now they have a new box where the animals are free and roaming, and, you know, okay, new look, same great taste, says Nabisco. But look at what the left says. Vox.com tweets out, the new Nabisco animal crackers art doesn't address any of the underlying issues about ethics, exploitation, and corporate greed. A box of animal crackers.
Well, the truth is they took the prison bars off the animal cracker box and they put it on Google. So now the prison has just shifted. It's a prison for your mind.
Yes.
We are the animals in the cages now by the tech giants, and there's no outcome.
And they're watching us.
Right.
Always watching.
We are the animals, right? And so now they're saying, what? Children can't even enjoy a cracker?
You can't, no, exactly. You can't even have an animal cracker without the left trying to control your life. In fact, well, you know what? Can I get a box of animal crackers, stat?
Well, I want to go to Nabisco and demand animal crackers decorated with a gay wedding theme.
No, you know what? No. You're 100% right. I think they need to redesign their box logo and have this male line. Oh, I shouldn't judge the line. A transsexual line getting married to a bi-gender giraffe.
Well,
that would do it. Would the left be happy then?
Yes, but it is cultural appropriation since you are not a lion. So now you're exploiting the animals. But
whoa, who says I'm not a lion?
Well, with your facial hair growing out, you might soon be.
I might be transitioning right now.
That's right. Are you taking lion hormones?
Not yet.
Well, they're available. Get on it, man. What are you waiting for?
If I could do something about the wrongs committed by Barnum's animal crackers, I could maybe get something done. I can't sleep at night. Do you know that because of...
Are you having visions of your childhood animal cracker episodes coming back now? Is that what's going on?
I feel so guilty for biting all those rhino heads off as a child.
Oh.
Now. Okay. All right. So there's the mind of the insane.
Well, obviously, violence against animals. There you go.
This is a tweet from an ACLU attorney certified by Twitter.
Certified sane or what?
No. Just certified. The blue check.
Verified.
Maybe certifiably insane. But Chase Strangio, ACLU attorney.
Okay.
Verified by Twitter.
Okay.
Tweets out, white people are the worst. No, where's the ban for him?
That couldn't be racist, could it? Judging people by the color of their skin?
No, didn't you hear? You can't be racist against white people.
I see.
That's why you can, you know, steal their land and kill them in South Africa.
So the Civil Liberties Union now is opposed to civil liberties for people based on the color of their skin.
Which is, I mean, white people are still the majority of the biggest group of people, demographic in America. So, and Chase is white, and they're all white. Why do white people hate white people so much?
Well, it's like animals hate animal crackers. I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, whoa, that's not true. The animals love animal crackers.
Have you ever tried to feed, like, your dog animal crackers?
If I admitted to that, PETA would probably come down on me.
That's true.
All right, so now Los Angeles is about to introduce Obama Boulevard. Obama Boulevard coming to L.A. Don't you think it would be a shame, Mike, if InfoWarriors went out and, you know, maybe had a sign that said Fast and Furious, maybe had a sign that said Obama started Spygate? Wouldn't that be a shame if people went and engaged in real-world activism at that revealing of Obama Boulevard?
Well, I think first we should find out what kind of street they're naming Obama Boulevard. Is it a dark alley somewhere? Because that would be the appropriate metaphor for where America is going. Maybe it's a dead end. It's a dark alley, dead end, Obama Boulevard. This is what you get.
Or like,
you go down this
like,
road.
The, like a road with a, like a tent city on it.
Yeah, just like homeless tent people. And how about, you know, feces and used heroin needles all
over the place? Yeah, I was going to say, we should put one in San Francisco. Put one in San Francisco.
Exactly.
Find the most feces-ridden, needle-ridden, poverty-ridden street and call it Obama Boulevard. Yeah, that would make sense, actually.
But stack the street with pallets of cash for Iran.
Earmarked for Iran.
Earmarked for Iran.
Yeah.
Please airlift these cash pallets to Iran to fund nuclear weapons. That would be the proper street.
And have the poor, broke, homeless people do it for them.
Right.
For diversity.
Using, like, human mules carrying pallets of cash to Iran on behalf of our dear leader, Obama. There you go. That's perfect.
So there's going to be some event, I believe, for the revealing of Obama Boulevard in Los Angeles. So I just think it would be a terrible shame if activists showed up and started saying the truth about Obama, you know, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the cash deal to Iran. I just think it'd be a shame if activists showed up in the street, engaged in the real world, and fought the information war against the traitorous Barack Hussein Obama. I just think it'd be a total shame.
I agree.
Yep.
Worse than the animal
crackers.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's 68 days till the midterm elections. It's time to engage. And I've got big plans in the works. Mike Adams in studio with me. He's going to be taking over the next hour with Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. But we're going to banter back and forth here about a couple more news stories. I'll tell you what. Let's go to these two because they're in the same vein. Police say an assassin has been arrested. A bounty was issued for Geert Wilders ahead of the Draw Muhammad event. Geert Wilders, he's a Dutch politician, a nationalist. I just had to blank out. I believe he's the Dutch politician. Big nationalist, anti-globalist candidate, pro-Brexit and everything, and they had a plot to kill him that was exposed. They were arrested. And then in Mexico, Mexican cartel boss offers $100,000 for assassination of Breitbart, Texas writer. He was also arrested. Of course, you have had over 100 politicians in Mexico running for office get killed. So this is the kind of stuff that you deal with now if you're a I don't even want to say conservative necessarily, but if you're a nationalist, if you're pro, you know, if you're a patriot for your country, if you're an anti-globalist now, gangs and assassins are trying to kill you. I mean, what message does that convey to you, Mike Adams?
You know, this is no joke. This Breitbart writer was put on a hit list by the Mexican drug cartel, and $100,000 is a lot of money in Mexico.
Oh, in Mexico, you're yeah. Set, baby.
Yeah, no, they really wanted this guy dead, and he was a writer for Breitbart, but he was located in Mexico, just so you know. It wasn't someone in America writing.
Like a million pesos.
Is it?
It might be even more.
Well, by tonight, it might be, a trillion Venezuelans. Argentina.
Argentina's market. Yeah. They're plunging there. Man.
Right. I mean, the currencies are collapsing. But aside from that, yeah. Journalists are under attack physically when they tell the truth. They are threatened. They're death threatened. I mean, how many of us have been death threatened? All of us at some point.
Happens to me all the time.
And, you know, I found this interesting. The Boston Globe did a story today where there was an arrest of a guy in California, I think, who had called the Boston Globe and threatened to kill them. Like, I'm going to.
Oh, they found out who the guy was.
Yeah, they arrested him. But you know what? InfoWars gets those kind of threats every day.
I just don't even care to report on it anymore, honestly.
Where are the arrests of all the threats against
No, you know,
us,
honestly,
you know what I mean?
You know what it is, Mike? Here's what I've learned because of a most recent event. Unless you really want to commit to having these people arrested, which I'm not saying is a bad thing to do. It's a good thing. I'm glad people are doing this. I just don't have the time or energy, and I have bigger priorities.
I hear you.
Because here's the truth of the matter. If I wanted to go out and have and press charges against people that threaten me, I'm going to have to spend hours a day filing police reports, talking to police, gathering the evidence, following up, just at the hopes that something will get done. And so for me, it's like sometimes I'll do the initial push, and if I don't get anything, I'm just throwing my hands in and just say, all right, screw it, let's go on.
And plus, the Boston Globe is probably a gun-free zone.
Oh, I'm sure.
InfoWars is not a gun-free zone. I can assure you of that.
Not even close.
If somebody tries to come in here,
I think there's like multiple firearms just sitting around here. So
that's
locked
true.
Up. We got a safe right under the desk.
In addition to the guns that we're both wearing. But somebody comes in here, we don't need to call 911 except afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, please come do the paperwork because it's over. So, you know, the Boston Globe is freaked out because they can't defend themselves and they're in a gun-free zone and some crazy wacko threatens them over the phone from California. He probably doesn't even have the gas money to drive across the country to Boston.
And of course, let's remember, too, about the coincidental nature of this, where Boston Globe that very day announces the anti-Trump media push as if it hadn't been going on for 3 years.
Right.
And then that day, you know, led by the Boston Globe, everyone says, you know, Trump is bad. Right as they're greasing the skids to say, oh, Trump supporters are going to commit violence against the media, taking Trump words out of context. So I thought the whole thing was a false flag. That arrest story is new to me, so I have to look into that. I'm not sure if that certifies anything. But then the next day you had Vogel from the New York Times play some eerie voicemail he claimed he was getting threatened by, which, again, I'm skeptical of these people. They lie all day long.
Yeah, that's the thing. They do lie all the time. I mean, look at Carl Bernstein. You know, you guys have been covering this with CNN. The outright lies of CNN, deliberate lies, not mistakes, not just careless reporting, but a lie where they fabricated a fake source and then they refused to retract it. Yeah, how can we trust anything the media reports? Who knows? Maybe they're setting up people to death threat themselves.
Exactly.
You know, that's not out of the realm of possibility here. What I know is that the death threats that we receive are real. You know, we don't have any reason to make them up. I mean,
we don't even cover them. We don't even make a story out of it.
That's true. In most cases, that's true.
Like I said, I don't want to spend my day going on Twitter, screenshotting all the crap I get sent, going through my texts, I don't have the time for it. I really, you know, it's like, to me, it's like the whole thing I talk about. It's not taking the victim mentality. It's seeing the victim mentality that could be there and just giving it the middle finger saying, screw that.
Well, how could you possibly have time for that when you're too busy biting the hippo heads off the animal crackers?
And putting them in cages.
Putting them in cages.
Yeah. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to, maybe we'll sell like an animal cracker cage now because you can't even.
Well, what about all the other animals in food? I mean, aren't there, what about the Rice Krispie leprechauns? Are they being culturally exploited? Is there a leprechaun lobby?
Well, yeah. I mean, what about the Keebler elves? Do they have work rights?
Exactly. What about the elves?
Hey, you know what?
This is serious business. Are the elves living in the cages that are taken away from the animals now?
We were talking about South America, and so I wanted to bring up this story.
He doesn't want to play anymore.
Well, I've got 4 minutes left, and I wanted to get this out because we have a big audience in Brazil. Brazilians are very nationalistic people right now, and there's a political turning happening in Brazil. In fact, there are a lot of ways we're kindred spirits with Brazil right now. They've got Lava Jato going on. It's Operation Car Wash, which is essentially drain the swamp. Their last president, Lula, was arrested and is in jail. Wonder if Obama may face the same fate. So we're actually really kindred spirits with Brazil. They've got a big presidential election coming up. Jair Bolsonaro is the Trumpish candidate. He's not exactly the same as Trump, but he's the same vain, nationalistic, protect your country, borders, you know, follow the law against government corruption. Well, he came out and made a statement. And I don't know if you've been to Brazil. But the favelas in Brazil are pretty much run by the gangs. And you don't have gun rights in Brazil, so you can't even go into the favelas. And when the police go into the favelas, they have to send in the military with them, because that's how powerful these drug cartels are. They just run the whole scene. And it's crazy. I actually witnessed a couple times. I didn't go into the favelas, but you see the police and the military going in whenever there's these crazy things. So Bolsonaro says, though, let me get the exact quote. He says, leave good people out of the range of the shooting and go after criminals full steam. These kinds of people, criminals, you cannot treat them as if they were normal human beings, okay? We can't let policemen keep dying at the hands of those guys, and this is where they're really going to get them. If he kills, talking about a police officer or a military member, 10, 15, or 20 with 10 or 30 bullets each, he needs to get a medal and not be prosecuted.
Well, you know who that reminds me of is Duterte. Actually,
that is a Duterte type comment.
It is. It's like, you know, execute the drug dealers and we'll give you a bounty. And regardless of what you think about him and his policies, I got to tell you, the drug dealing problem did quickly.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. You start killing drug dealers.
Yeah. But then the problem is you have these government funded assassins who are judge and jury. You know, they get to decide who lives and who dies.
Well, I'm not going to pretend to know the complexities of what's going on with Duterte in the Philippines. But Brazil, I'm a little closer. I've been to Brazil. I have friends in Brazil. And see, people in America, specifically on the left, will see this and be like, oh, my gosh, Bolsonaro wants police brutality. He's a brute. No. The people in Brazil are sick of what's going on in the favelas. They're sick of the gang activity. They're sick of the people dealing drugs. And so someone on the outside looking in that has no clue of the situation is going to say, oh, my gosh, this Bolsonaro, he's too extreme. No. And you know what? Maybe the rhetoric is extreme and people don't like it. But people in Brazil are sick of what's going on. You can't even go into these areas of town anymore.
It's like people in Mexico. Same situation. You know, the Mexican gangs are in control of almost everything, including the Mexican government.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to clean that up at some point. How do you do it when the entire justice system is corrupt and they're putting out $100,000 hits on Breitbart reporters?
Yep.
You know, to address when crime is so bad, sometimes you have to have a temporary period of clean this up. And you got to give police powers, even if it's temporary, I think.
You know what I think needs to happen, too, as you're about to take over here with Stuart Rhodes? What I'd like to see is a new summit, and maybe Trump should spearhead this, a new global leader summit. However, it's only for the nationalistic candidates. You don't invite the Merkels. You don't invite the Macrons. You invite the Severinis from Italy. You invite the Bolsonaros should he win from Brazil. You have Trump leading it. So even Duterte, maybe you don't like everything he does, but he's nationalist. It's time, because what do we have? We have all of these globalist summits, right? Every summit, every international combine, everything is all about globalism and centralization. We need to have a nationalist combine. We need to have a pro-sovereignty combine summit. That's what has to, Putin, Trump, Bolsonaro, Severini, that's who needs to spearhead this, and it could be coming in the future. All right, Mike Adams takes over the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. I sign off. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.